With KAZU News, I'm Christelle Almanzon. Farmers in the Salinas Valley are worried about how they will plant, grow, and harvest crops in the future. For more than three decades, the number of farm workers in California has been shrinking, and those still on the job are getting older. As KAZU's Doug McKnight reports, agriculture has been turning to technology for help.
One solution comes with the invention of plant tape. It starts in the greenhouse. There, romaine lettuce sprouts are grown in paper compartments that are connected to make a chain. Once a tray of lettuce sprouts reaches the right size, it's loaded onto a specially designed trailer. The tractor pulls that trailer through the field, automatically transplanting the tape into the ground. Plant tape leaves the lettuce perfectly spaced to make the best use of sun and soil. Daniel Vallejo is plant tape product development supervisor. She says this technology saves time and money. It would take at least 15 people to plant this crop the old way.
We can plant that same amount in half the time with three people.
Plant tape is owned by ag giant Tanimura and Antel. Using less workers in this field means more workers can be used elsewhere.
So we're taking those people and moving them to harvest. We're not cutting out this labor. We're moving these people to where we need it.
The timing couldn't be better for labor-saving technology. Immigration is down and wages are going up in California. A recent change to overtime rules increased the cost of labor. The state's minimum wage is on its way up, too. It will be $15 an hour by 2023. That, plus current farm workers, are getting older.
They're getting older in age and no longer able to do some of the jobs.
Brian Antle is president of Plant Tape.
You know, we look towards the next generation, but, you know, those workers have rightfully encouraged their children to obtain higher education and, you know, find better careers.
But farm technology is still a work in progress. There are many jobs that are difficult to automate. Antle explains with obvious admiration what it takes to harvest lettuce.
The person cutting a head of lettuce knows how big that head should be in their hand. They know how dense it should be. They know how much it should weigh. They trim it. They check for decay, mildew, any insects that might be on it. Wrap it in a bag and, you know, put it in a box, send it to your store. But, you know, in the time it took me to tell you all that, they just cut four heads of lettuce. It's extremely skilled.
Like lettuce, strawberries are also difficult to harvest. Soren Bjorn is president of Driscoll's of the Americas, the giant berry company. We walk past a strawberry field in Watsonville where a handful of workers are picking the last berries of the season. He tells me harvesting strawberries is a young person's game.
You know, you're bending over all day to do this work. So that's very, very hard work. And so that's why, you know, the vast majority of strawberry harvesters are between 18 and 35 years old.
Driscoll's is working on a robot that can pick strawberries, but that technology is still years away. Until then, the company is trying a new low-tech way to make harvesting easier for its workers.
Clearly, one of the opportunities is to try to get these strawberry plants off the ground. And that's what we see here on the other side.
He leads me to rows of long plastic tunnels. Inside are tall, narrow tables. On each is a row of strawberry plants that runs from one end of the table to the other. The tables stand waist high.
And so instead of bending over most of the day, they can now stand up. And that really makes the work a lot more attractive.
These types of tables are already in use in Europe. Bjorn says Driscoll's just started testing them in a few California fields and expects the use to grow.
Instead of aging out of the strawberry industry when you're 35, you can actually be here for much, much longer.
Technology companies see the shrinking workforce as an opportunity, and they are anxious to offer solutions. Again, Plant Tape's Brian Antle.
You know, it used to be seed salesmen and fertilizer salesmen knocking on our door. Now it's suit and ties out of Silicon Valley and everybody with a robot and a computer wanting to come talk to us.
And farmers on the Central Coast are listening. Doug McKnight, KAZU News.